Iran arrests hundreds for online activities aimed at undermining national security. By John Hayward on March 24, 2026. Iranian state media on Tuesday reported the arrest of 466 people for online activities aimed at undermining national security. A statement from Iranian police officials said the arrests were based on intelligence and technical monitoring that supposedly proved the targets were linked with enemy networks that sought to destabilize Iran during the war. These individuals sought to sow confusion in public opinion, create fear and anxiety in society, promote insecurity and spread propaganda in favor of the enemy, claimed state news agency IRNA. Watch, Trump, I fully understand Iran protesters not rising up. Have no guns, regime has killed 32,000. Iran has imposed a near-total internet blackout on its own citizens since the beginning of the war. Iranians are allowed to use local networks to communicate with each other. But even some of the government-approved platforms have begun to go dark over the past few days. Doug Midori, director of internet analysis for Kantik, estimated last week that about 99% of Iranians do not have regular access to the internet. Hundreds of other Iranians have been arrested for offenses such as taking pictures of sensitive locations, sharing anti-government content, and cooperating with the enemy. Little in the way of specifics or evidence has been presented along with these allegations. Last week, Iran's intelligence ministry reportedly arrested 97 people for being soldiers of Israel, while local police officials announced 41 arrests for sending information to opposition news services based outside Iran. And the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, said it arrested over 100 members of monarchist networks. Watch, President Trump, we'd like to see a leader in Iran who can build a country. The International Federation of Journalists, IFJ, said on Tuesday that 7 journalists have been arrested in Iran amid escalating pressure on independent media. Following nationwide protests in January 2026 and subsequent joint military attacks carried out by the U.S. and Israel against Iran, nearly all independent media outlets in the country have either ceased operations or are restricted to publishing only state-approved information, the IFJ noted. The Iranian regime murdered thousands of its own citizens to suppress a massive popular uprising in January, with some dissident Iranian officials claiming the true death toll could be over 30,000. Or more than 10 times as many killings as the regime has admitted to.